sense to me to have a hearing this morning. We're having a public hearing and possible work session on two bills, Senate Bill 1216 relating to all-terrain vehicles. Probably take testimony this morning and then carry it over for a work session tomorrow. Arnold Ryland and Jim Lockwood, do you want to come forward, please? Welcome to the committee.
Thank you.
Now you have a choice. You can either overtalk the bill and jeopardize it, or you can keep it brief and enhance its future.
Mr. Chairman, Jim Lockwood, Oregon Department, Oregon Parks and Recreation Department. I will be brief. We support the bill and have no concerns about it.
And you have submitted a financial assessment that will cover all the costs.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure that it will cover all. One of the concerns is that perhaps there's some activities that have gone on within the Oregon Department of Transportation time that will carry over into the period that we're responsible for it that may need to be adjusted or something like that. And I do have our business manager, Dave, right here. If you have any more questions on that, he's available.
Arnold?
My name is Arnold Ryland. I'm from Florence. I'm representing the off-road vehicle users, Mr. Chair. We are completely in support of this. I think it's a rather unusual situation. We've worked on it for quite a while. Neither agency nor off-roaders that I'm aware of are in opposition to this. They're all in favor of it. So I would urge a hasty passing of this bill, and thank you for your time. If you have any questions, I'll try to answer them.
Are there any questions in committee members?
Mr. Chair, Governor, Senator Lund, thank you very much, Mr. Chair. It seems to the Governor's proposal is $773 million, and we are increasing to $100 million. What's the story?
This is the wrong. You're looking at Senate Bill 909.
Yeah.
And we're on Senate Bill 1216.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Excellent. For $100 million, you could buy an ATV for everybody. Representative Butler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The State Parks Department, you feel like it will have better oversight and better supervision under the State Parks Department than we've had in the Transportation Department?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Butler, I think maybe it's best that Arnold speak to that, but because he has the experience with it, we have been running it under contract with the Oregon Department of Transportation, and we are a parks and recreation agency, so we're oriented toward that type of thing, but maybe Mr. Ryland would be interested in adding something.
Mr. Chair, Representative Butler, the users have wanted quite a few different phases of the ATV program expanded throughout the years. And ODOT, through the past 6-7 years, has made it very clear that they are willing to administer a grant program, but that's basically it. Any new programs or instigating things they were very unwilling to do. And remain as such, to the best of my knowledge, Parks Department has sought taking over this program. They are recreation-oriented, and we believe that they probably will move forward in the direction that would benefit the users.
Chair, one follow-up.
Yes.
The fiscal impact, is there any indication that there is a fiscal impact in this process? It's all other funds, I assume.
Ms. Jordan?
Representative Butler, there is a fiscal impact, and it isn't issued yet because there are some questions that the fiscal office has about the two agencies. And we'll be clarifying that this afternoon and bringing it back tomorrow.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, is there further questions? Thank you both of you. Doug Kendall, hold that.
Sure.
Chair. And I think members of the committee, Doug Tindall, Maintenance Engineer, Oregon Department of Transportation, I had prepared extremely lengthy testimony for this, but with the Chair's advice, let me suffice to say that this is a recreational program that is proposed to be transferred to a recreational agency. Seems to make sense and should move forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Doug. Are there any questions?
Chair.
Senator Duke.
ODOT will continue to collect the money that passes through to pass this off.
Chair Hannon, Senator Duke, there's a change in the bill to go to a permit system. ODOT will continue to collect the money for license and registration for what are called Class 2 ATVs, which are Jeeps and pickups and those sorts of things, because they have to be street legal. For the other ATVs that don't have to be street legal, this bill, Class 3 ATVs, which are motorcycles, are already in this, non-street legal motorcycles are already in a permit system, and this would move the four-wheel ATVs to permit system as well. And those permits would be issued by state parks, or probably something like some park program by agents of state parks. On the Class 3, the permit system is administered by ODOT.
Okay, is there further questions?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Lim.
And what's the last mini biennium developing to move from the transportation to the park? Did I ask the right question?
Sure, Hannon, Senator Lim, I'm not sure I know the answer.
Okay, now we are moving from the Department of Transportation appropriate the money to the State Park and Recreation Department.
Yeah.
And as I read the information, it has been a reluctant move in the before the why you are supporting it now.
Chair Ann, Senator Lim, I don't know that ODOT has ever opposed that, certainly not since I've been here.
Thank you.
Okay, Senator Duke.
Well, the street legal ATV. A license now?
Chair Hannon, Senator Duke, sir. Yeah, just like, I mean, you have to have a license plate on a vehicle to be street legal.
And you'll continue that?
Yes.
Is there another permit also attached to it?
And Chair Hannon, Senator Duke, I think, there is a separate permit attached for use in ATV ride areas.
And that will now be issued by State Parks.
Chair Hannon, Senator Duke, that's right.
And there's some constitutional problem with that.
Chair Hannon, Senator Duke, in what
sense?
Chair Hannon, Senator Duke, it's a separate, identified, it's not considered, it's a permit, it's not a tax on a vehicle.
Okay, is there further discussion? Thanks, Doug. We're going to close the hearing on Senate Bill 1215, and tomorrow we'll bring it up for the actual work session and move on it as soon as the fiscal impact is resolved. There are some changes that's being proposed to move the expenditure authority from ODOT to the park. Okay? Is there...
Mr. Chairman, I think in the Transportation Committee report, the fiscal impact is $1 million.
Staff has not worked on that, so I don't know where the $1 million figure came from.
Oh, I thought maybe the program is $1 million.
No, mm-hmm. We haven't assessed that, so.
Oh,
well, I'm going to close the public hearing on Senate Bill 1216 and open the public hearing on Senate Bill 909. And there's only one person signed up, Tom Lulay.
Chair Hannon, members of the committee, my name's Tom Lulay, and I'm the Executive Deputy Director and Chief Engineer of ODOT. And again, following Senator Hannon's lead, our remarks can be quite less than the printed version. The department can implement Senate Bill 909. Safety is an essential component of our work. And in the 9901 recommended budget, we target nearly $91 million specifically to safety. And I think you'll see on the first sheet that's broken down into $73 million. That's an engineering construction-based portion of our budget. These range from left turn lanes to guardrail replacements and some more traditional construction improvements. Our transportation safety division also has a safety component of the budget that totals nearly $17.6 million. The combination, therefore, is 91. We'd also like to point out that nearly every project we build improves safety on the system. And on the second page, we just picked four different projects to give an example of safety improvements as a result of a variety of projects: modernization operations, a bridge project, and even a pavement preservation project, where the national data shows that overlaying the surface improves the roadway such that fatal crashes are reduced by 21%. In addition, I think as Doug Tindall has mentioned when he talked about maintenance, our maintenance program is focused on safety components of the system. We also have safety programs in the DMV and the Motor Carriers Transportation Division. The final comments are directed towards just some statistics regarding safety, and I think there's some comparisons to our 97 to 1987 rate, and then almost the same comparison to a national rate. So our fatality rate is dropping. At the same time, however, it points out that the annual cost to Oregonians is nearly $1 billion for property damage and injuries. I think the last page, if there's something that we would like to leave with you, it would be that there are three E's to safety. That's engineering, education, and enforcement. And enforcement is also a key element to getting driver behavior in a more predictable mode. And in summary, should 909 pass, the department will deliver a highway safety plan with our budget. Almost every related activity we do, from maintenance to preservation to modernization, directly impacts the safety of the roadway. And I think that would conclude my testimony.
Thank you, Tom. Are there any questions? Send it to you.
Thank you, Tommy. Tom, what did you say our fatality rate is compared to the national average?
On the page, or Senator Hammond, page two, our Transportation Safety Division gave us some information that showed that our fatality rate dropped in the 10 years from 1987 to 1997, a 36% drop. And the national fatality rate from 1986 to 1996 was a 29% drop. So our fatality rate, which is a standard measure of safety, is dropping at a rate that exceeds the national average.
So we are at 1.68?
In 1997, that's correct, Senator.
Oh, I mean, the national rate is 1.71.
It was 1 year different, but that's correct.
Okay, Senator Dukes.
Doesn't most of that have to do with Oregon State DUII and seatbelt laws?
Chair Hammond, Senator Dukes, I think it's very difficult to show. I think you're right. But
I'm sure Transportation Safety has statistics before the DUII limits went down and after and before. I know they had before seatbelt.
And I think you're correct. The DUI and the seatbelt, I think Oregon leads in seatbelt usage, play an important factor here.
Okay, further questions? Senator Lennon, will any question about DUI mean that the sticky drinking or alcohol drinks will catch you off the use of those?
Chairman Hammond, Senator Lennon, I could get you that answer. I don't have it right at the moment.
Okay, we'll close the hearing on Senate Bill 909. Open the work session on Senate Bill 909. Ms. Jordan.
Mr. Chair, you have the staff members Sunday from the Substance Committee who has recommended approval with the due path of this measure, and I recommend the same offer.
Are there any kind of amendments to anything that has to be done?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Representative Bent now moves to remove A, Senate Bill 909 to the full Ways and Means Committee with a due path recommendation. My only question I have to you is, Tom, you indicated on your statement that you can do this. Is this correct?
Chairman Hanneman is
correct.
All right.
Mr.
Chairman. The fiscal impact is $100 million. The fiscal year talking about $100 million.
Yes.
On highway safety.
Yes.
$73 million for safety projects. And $18 million to fund the Transportation Safety Division.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know you have a safety division.
Chairman Hannon, Senator Nieves, I think Mr. Casales probably represented that portion during the Ways and Means. So, yes, we do have a transportation safety
component. Clerk will call the roll, please.
Aye.
Nieves?
Aye.
Lynn?
Aye.
Duke?
Aye.
Beck?
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Butler?
Aye.
Cannon?
Aye. The motion carries. And in the House, Representative Beck, would you like to try?
Sure.
Okay. And in the Senate, I think we'll give it to Senator Shannon.
Okay.
And she should probably be the one.
Ready?
And I can take it.
Okay.
Okay. Is there any other business come before us? If not, we are adjourned until 8 a.m. tomorrow. If everybody arrives at 8, we can probably be out of here by 8:15, 8:30.
Yeah,
we'll start at 8:30 tomorrow at 8 a.m.
Okay.